Welcome to Noah's Bark.
What's going on, y'all? Thanks for tuning in. Welcome to Noah's Bark. Hit me one time. Hey! What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Bark, episode number 11 of Noah's Bark, the PhoneDog.com podcast, Tuesday, November 18th, 2008. Thanks for tuning in. My name is Noah, but you can call me Noah from PhoneDog.com, and I will be your host for the next while. Talk about cell phones, culture, technology. I don't know, maybe the weather, art, sports, probably not politics. And, you know, whatever else comes to mind. Thanks for tuning in. Like I said, it's Noah's Bark, the PhoneDog.com podcast. You can find Noah's Bark on iTunes, Podomatic. You can listen right on the PhoneDog site. You can also see us, PhoneDog.com. Twitter.com/PhoneDog, YouTube.com/PhoneDog, and now on Kite TV. Last week, we premiered PhoneDog TV over on Kite, and it was crazy. It was a bunch of people tuned in and sent. Seriously, we had like 21,000 chat messages in an hour, which was insane. It was something. So we're working on some ways to regulate the chat flow there for the coming episodes. Working on some stuff we're going to be implementing to make sure that everybody can chat, but then also we have a way to kind of pluck out the questions and comments that we definitely want to make sure we address on the air. So definitely stay tuned. Bear with us while we grow. Send in your comments and suggestions. And we're going to be definitely checking out the PhoneDog forums to look for questions in the future. So if you've got something you would like to ask us, go over to the new PhoneDog forums. They're being revamped as we speak. Tom and Andre and Rebecca in the home office working hard to shore the forums up, add some features, change the organization and stuff. And myself and the other editors, John, Adriana, Courtney, Ryan, will be checking the forums regularly, going in trying to answer some of your questions. So that's the place to go if you want to reach us. For sure, that's where you can do it, PhoneDog.com. Click on the forums tab. And then, of course, www.phonedog.com/TV. Wednesday nights, 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern. This week, as always, bunch of new phones coming in. And just today, got a visit from the FedEx lady. It's funny, we have a new FedEx person. I think it depends on if it's a priority overnight or a standard overnight shipment. Because lately I've been getting some shipments that have been coming more like around anytime between, let's say, 10:30 a.m. and 1:30 p.m. So that's more like standard overnight than priority. And it's a different delivery person. The priority person's a guy. And the standard person seems to be, or what I think is standard, is a girl, a woman. And she doesn't knock on the door. She just comes right in. The door's shut. My office is way down at the end of the hallway in the corner of this building. And she just comes right in, doesn't knock, just opens the door, comes in, puts the package on the table. There you go. So it's a good thing she hasn't, barged in while I was recording anything or, picking my nose or whatever. But anyway, she came by, had a shipment from Samsung. We got the Eternity A867, the newest AT&T TV phone, which to me, the Eternity is kind of like the next-gen LG View, even though it's a Samsung, not an LG, but candy bar phone, full touchscreen, mobile TV service, all kinds of audio, video, multimedia features. And then we also got the Saga for Verizon, the newest Windows Mobile 6.1 Pro smartphone for Verizon. I believe it's a world phone. And then also the Gravity, Samsung's messaging phone, which is kind of like the Rant, but on Samsung. I think a little bit lower end, but the candy bar with the sliding full QWERTY keyboard, the horizontal slider, as the kids call it. So we're looking forward to checking out those phones, and we maybe get something else. I believe the Verizon Storm, the BlackBerry Storm, is supposed to be released later this week. Big hoo-ha in the cell phone world right now about the Storm. Is it the next iPhone killer? Is it the iPhone killer? Ah, who cares? Just is it the right phone for you? That's all you should care about. iPhone killer Schmiller. Anyway, but looking forward to checking that one out. Unique touchscreen, clickable touchscreen on the Storm. First ever RIM device with the touchscreen. Definitely looking forward to checking that out. So stay tuned. Whatever we have that we can show on PhoneDog TV, we will show you Wednesday night. And then, of course, Gadget Dog Daily, Monday through Friday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. I believe that's 9 p.m. in Brussels, Belgium. No Gadget Dog Daily on Tuesday, though. I will be off-site for a super-secret meeting that I can't tell you about. But I will be somewhere in San Francisco, California. Have to be there. There's a very small chance I could sneak in Gadget Dog Daily before I go, but probably not. Anyway, sitting in the PhoneDog offices, PhoneDog West offices out here in Berkeley, it's been unseasonably warm, balmy and windy over the weekend. Very, very windy, and I think temperature was up in the low 80s. Felt like it. Today, a little bit cooler. Beautiful day. Looking out the window, blue, blue sky. The sun reflecting off of one of the University of California, Berkeley administrative buildings I can see here from the office. Staring out the window, and it's the corner of a building, so you got sunlight on one side, shadow on the other. And I'm no photographer, but let me tell you, well, no, this wouldn't make a good picture, actually, but it's fun to stare at. Speaking of photography, been working some with my friend Adam, a.k.a. Dr. Photo, and working on possibly bringing him into the PhoneDog fold, to do some camera phone reviews focusing on the camera, because he is a professional photographer, and you should check out his blog. Well, you know what? We're going to wait. We're going to see if this works out, and if it works out, you'll have plenty of chances to check out his blog from his articles on PhoneDog. But he's been playing with some of the more recent 5-megapixel camera phones, checking out their photographic capabilities. And that'll be cool because, you know, with some of these phones, the actual phone features are sort of secondary to the camera. It's really, you know, people, I think, will start to look at some of these phones saying, oh, could this stand in for my digital camera so I don't have to carry two things around all day? And as long as it makes decent calls, you know, the other features of the phone might be secondary to how good the camera quality is. So bringing in a professional to check out some of these, the Samsung Omnia and Behold, the Moto Z Z5 for T-Mobile, some of the high-end Nokias, Sony Ericssons, and such. So that should be cool. Hopefully we'll be able to introduce you to Dr. Photo, all official-like, very soon. All right, before we get into it, quick little rant. I'm going to get up on the soapbox here for a second. Friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ears. When you're on the car, get off the damn phone. Sir, just get off. Just, you don't, I mean, if you really need to make the call, get a hands-free earpiece and pay extra attention to your driving. Yesterday, again, for the I don't know how manyth time, in the past, you know, week, let alone the past month, almost got hit by somebody with a Bluetooth earpiece in who was just not paying attention. Driving home from a nice little Sunday outing and driving up the road, there's a street that kind of, you know, instead of being one of those just regular right angle intersections, it's got the little thing where if you're going straight, it's a right angle. If you're turning right, it's got that little median thing in the intersection where you kind of curve off to the right like an on-ramp. You know what I'm talking about. I'm not describing it very well. And so there's a stop sign. There's a stop light for the regular intersection, I guess, and then a stop sign for people who are turning right. So there are two cars lined up to turn right onto the road that I'm driving on. First car is stopped, has plenty of time to get out in front of me before I get up there. So they go, no problem. Second car just rolls through the stop sign, doesn't look, doesn't stop, nothing. Starts to pull out into my lane. So it's a two-lane road. I have to swerve. Thankfully, nobody coming the other way. But I swerve. And, you know, it's a local road, speed limit 35. So it's not people going that fast. But still, you know, I'm going 35 and a little uphill. If I'd run into the car, it would have been damaged, probably injuries. And so I'm able to swerve out of the way. Luckily, nobody coming the other way, because a head-on collision at 35 isn't going to be pretty. And I honk and get up to the next traffic light, and the person's pulled up next to me to make a left. The road turns into a two-lane road with a left-hand turn lane. And I look over. Dude's got a Bluetooth in his ear. And, you know, I have no idea of no way of knowing if he was on a call or not. But I just, you know, time and time again, see these people on the road with a Bluetooth in, or worse yet, with the cell phone in their hand. And they're not driving that well. Now, you know, to be fair, I don't always drive all that well. And not everybody who has a Bluetooth in drives poorly. And not everybody who's driving poorly is on their phone. But I really, really think, I mean, this is what I do for a living. This every day I'm thinking about cell phones, for better, you know, for better or for worse. And I've really come to the conclusion, and I'm not alone in this, and there's, you know, scientific data, there's research studies funded by the Cell Phone Association that say that, you know, driving on the phone isn't that bad. And there's plenty funded by other people that say it's really bad, it's akin to driving drunk, that kind of thing. I'm just saying, from my professional opinion and my personal opinion as a pedestrian and somebody who commutes to work on a bike very often and somebody who drives sometimes, I just think that cell phone conversation, use of a cell phone while you're driving, impairs your ability to drive. I just think there's no question about it. So look, just be careful, okay? If you're driving, think about whether or not you really need to have that conversation or if it can wait till you're done driving. And if you have to have the conversation, get yourself an earpiece. It doesn't have to be Bluetooth. You can pick up a wired earpiece, dirt cheap. I prefer the wired earpieces, actually, because you don't have to charge them. You don't have to pair them. You don't have to fuss with, you know, making sure you're connected and everything. Wired earpiece, you just plug it in, it works. Or you can get a Bluetooth, the speaker phones, mount up on your visor there above your windshield. Use those. They have noise canceling built in, a lot of them now. You can do voice dialing, all that kind of stuff. Just if you have to make the call, be hands-free. But before you do that, just think about, do you really need to make that call? It can wait, you know? I mean, isn't there something nice about you get in the car, you turn off the phone, you crank up the radio if you're by yourself, and you just drive, let your cares go free? If I had hair, I'd put the windows down and feel the wind through my hair, but I don't. So I feel the wind burning my scalp, you know? Or if you're on a drive with a friend or a loved one, you know, time just to reconnect. Hey, how you doing? Look at that cow out the window. It's a pretty cow, right? Leave the gadgets behind. Enjoy the gadgetry of your car. Enjoy that subwoofer. Enjoy that 6-speed Tiptronic transmission. Enjoy that twin turbo V12, 500 horsepower. You know, don't muff it up by being on the phone. Who are you, Ari Gold? You need to make a deal? I'm just saying, be careful. That's all. All right, enough of that. We will be back in a moment to talk about phones. What's going on in the world of phones? Cell phone culture, cell phone life, cell phone technology, holiday shopping, all that good stuff. You are listening to Noah's Bark, the PhoneDog.com podcast for Tuesday, the 18th of November, 2008. This is episode number 11. Today's episode is brought to you by Nobody. If you would like to sponsor the podcast, if you would like to send us a question, if you would like to tell me to get off the soapbox and talk about phones, head over to the forums on phonedog.com, hit us up, and we will hit you back. Speaking of which, we'll be back in one moment. Stay tuned. All right, welcome back. All you folks who like to talk while you're driving on your phone and do a perfectly good job of it, don't take offense. Just, you know, everybody could just be careful. That's all I'm saying. All right, speaking of phones, let's talk about the phones. Bunch of new phones in. As I mentioned, got the FedEx drop today. The Saga and the Behold, I'm sorry, the Eternity and the Gravity from Samsung. Looking forward probably later this week to getting the BlackBerry Storm. I've been playing with the T-Mobile Samsung Behold and the Moto Z and Z5 two 5-megapixel camera phones. And let's start there. Well, a bunch of news also. Let's hit the news up first, actually. Before we get in, enough of what I think. Let's talk about the news here. Let's see. Tooling around the Intertrons. More reports of the LG Insight, the LG Windows Mobile smartphone, 6.1 professional touchscreen phone coming to AT&T. Looks like possibly by the end of this week, that one will be out. Full touchscreen, 3-megapixel camera, WQVGA display. And the one thing about that phone from the leaks that we've seen, the photo leaks, got a big bezel. So it's kind of hard to say how big the screen is. You know, it looks like there's a lot of real estate that could have been given to screen taken up by bezel around the phone. You know, we'll have to see. But possibly an interesting, you know, fashion meets Windows Mobile kind of look for AT&T there to go alongside the Fuse, which is a great device, but very thick. And, of course, the Bold and the iPhone and the smartphone lineup there in AT&T. Also still hearing rumblings about the Verizon VX9600 from LG. And not exactly sure what that is. Some kind of a, well, the rumors all point to some sort of a touchscreen phone with snap-on modules, snap-on speakers, snap-on keyboard, that kind of stuff. Interesting concept if that works out to be true. If anybody's going to do that, it's going to be LG because they like to innovate with their shapes and sizes. So, looking forward to that. Shapes and sizes made me think of food. And Top Chef, back on the air, Top Chef season, whatever it is, in New York this year. I like the Top Chef. Good show. And I tell you, I don't know what it is, but I really like to yell at the TV. I mean, not yell, but talk to the TV when I'm watching these shows. I get all riled up and decide instantly there's certain characters I like and certain ones I don't like. And I have to say, I'm kind of up in the air about the... I was happy the two people who went home in the first episode, I was happy to see them go straight off. And I'm kind of up in the air on the European contingent. Stefan from Finland, who won both challenges in episode one. And what's he like, Fabio? No, is that his name? I can't remember his name, the Italian dude. I can't tell if I like them or if they're kind of cocky and arrogant. Hard to tell. We'll have to see. I was watching a little Iron Chef America, the Thanksgiving throwdown. Bobby Flay and... Simon, what's his name? Mark Simon? Jeff Simon? Flay and Simon defeated Morimoto and Cora in the Thanksgiving throwdown. I think Tiki Barber, I like Tiki Barber. He had no business being a judge on that show. You could tell from the beginning. He was like, what is this Asian-inspired Thanksgiving? I'm not eating that. Anyway, interesting stuff. Made me want to do a deep-fried tandoori chicken. But I'm always up for something deep-fried and tandoori. So, yeah, LG Insight. Looking for that one on AT&T. Looking for the Omnia on Verizon. Should be pretty soon now. Interesting to see how much of the original Omnia specs they keep and what they change on that one. The original with 5-megapixel camera, the high-spec video capture, TouchWiz, Windows Mobile, all kinds of crazy stuff on that one. So we're looking forward to that. iPhone firmware 222. November 21st is still the day I'm hearing, which would be, I guess, later this week. Today being the 18th, 19th, 20th, that'd be Friday, I guess. I don't know if they release a firmware on a Friday, whatever. But should be seeing that one soon. Looks like they're going to be adding over-the-air podcast support, pod-catching support, which would be excellent. That's one of the things that miffs me about the iPhone. Landscape, no, just do the landscape text entry already. My Lord. You know, landscape texting, landscape email composition, I don't get it. Why they don't just do that? But then I guess maybe it has to do with the text, predictive text software that have to reprogram it. I don't know. I don't get it. But also, if they would add the ability to download podcasts directly from iTunes over the phone, that would be excellent. Would love to see that on the iPhone. Some G1 news. I guess a couple of things. There's an Adobe Developers Conference yesterday, and... they were showing some demos of Flash running on different mobile devices, including on the G1, and I guess including also on Windows Mobile. So that would be good to see. Again, still no word on Flash for iPhone. All indications point to Apple's just saying, no, we don't want you to do it, which who knows what the real reasons are, but I'm sure it has to do with money. But looks like Flash on the G1, Flash on Windows Mobile, you know, in addition to Flash on Nokia S60 phones. Speaking of S60, I'm intrigued by the Nokia E63, which is kind of like the kid brother to the E71. E71, a really sleek, really nice smartphone. I heard some things about reception issues with it because it's all metal, but I didn't have any issues with it when I tested one. My only downer about the E71 was the 2.5 millimeter headphone jack. Because, you know, rah, 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 3.5 millimeter. It's like my calling card. But I like to plug my earphones in, listen to the music. And the E63, you get the 3.5 millimeter headphone jack. Series 60, full QWERTY keyboard. Still relatively thin. It's a plastic body instead of the metal, but it comes in a few different colors. Dual home screen, so you can switch profiles back and forth between business and pleasure. You give up 3G, and you give up GPS. But apparently the phone's going to sell for like €199, unlocked, unsubsidized, which would put it at about $250 in the U.S. So no plans yet as to, or no announcement as to plans for releasing it in the U.S. But that's a phone I'm very interested to check out. Because I'm looking for my killer app on a phone, besides the phone, of course, my killer app list has kind of long been, I would say, number one, music, number two, web, number three, camera, number four, email, because I could get my email over the web if need be. And I think that's changed, and the messaging functionality has bumped up near to the top of the list. Text messaging and picture messaging, I'm much more interested in than I was a little while ago. And so the iPhone's lack of picture messaging and the iPhone, just the frustration I've been feeling with the iPhone's virtual keyboard and the lack of landscape mode. And, you know, now that more and more phones coming out that have 3.5 millimeter headphone jacks built in and have, if not quite iPhone quality web browsers, you know, at least pretty decent web browsers. And also just more sites doing mobile formatting, and actually me starting to realize, you know, that for the most part, if a site has mobile formatting, unless there's a very specific piece of information I'm looking for that isn't available in WAP format, it's faster to get it on WAP. You know, 3G, Wi-Fi, whatever, it's still a little faster to get it on WAP and easier to read because it's formatted for a mobile screen and not, you know, web formatted. And it's great to have the full desktop class browser. Don't get me wrong. Mobile Safari or Android's browser or Opera Mobile. Opera Mobile on the Touch Pro and the Fuse is just fantastic. Really nice. Skyfire on the Samsung Epix, like that too. But anyway, so I'm seeing the value more of WAP and, you know, phones better browser, et cetera. So I'm looking around for a possible new phone, and having a comfortable QWERTY keyboard has come near the top of my list. And the E63 on paper anyway, full keyboard, the flexibility of Series 60, you can get your podcasts straight on Series 60. A lot of things you can do with Series 60. And the Nokia browser is excellent. So intrigued by that phone for sure. Looking forward to that coming out. And it's cheap enough that, you know, you can get it. I'm also, my personal, you know, I get to review all these phones as part of my job, but I send them back. They're loaners, and I send them back, even if I'm a little slow about it sometimes. But, you know, I have my own personal line of service I pay for and my own phone that I bought and everything. And so, honestly, the idea of being able to pick up a new phone without having to commit to another two-year contract, but, you know, paying only a reasonable price for the phone, very interesting to me, not having to re-sign the contract. That being said, you know, if the storm is really good, which I'm a little skeptical on, but we'll have to see, but if it's really excellent, I could see signing a contract to pick up a storm, that device on paper has everything that I want. Or, you know, I'm also anxiously awaiting the new round of BlackBerries, supposedly coming out Q1 of 2009, the Javelin, also known as the Curve 2, the 8900 series, looking to be kind of an in-between, cross between the curve and the bold. You get the new operating system, the upgraded web browser, the higher res display. Javelin looks like it's going to have a 3.2 megapixel camera. No 3G, at least the T-Mobile version. Looks like it's not going to have 3G. It will have Edge and Wi-Fi, and it will be a hotspot at home phone. And if you're a T-Mobile subscriber, or if you live somewhere where you kind of get bad reception, or if you're value conscious, hotspot at home is very cool because not only do you not pay for minutes when you're on hotspot, but you also, the reception is profoundly better. And I'm not plugging for T-Mobile. I'm just saying that where I live, it's actually funny, on our living room couch is kind of a notorious dead zone for calls. And my wife and I both tend to make a fair amount of calls from the living room couch because it's a nice place to hang out. Nice room, you know, comfortable couch, talk on the phone. But we'll both drop calls. And so the hotspot at home is nice because, you know, we've got Wi-Fi in the house and it just routes your calls over Wi-Fi, improves signal. Definitely cool. So, and T-Mobile is not the only company. You know, you can get the femtocell technology, UMA calling, whatever, different methods of doing that. But in the U.S., commercial deployment, the hotspot at home is pretty nice. So new Javelin BlackBerry, looking forward to checking that one out next year. Speaking of T-Mobile, been playing with the two new camera phones I mentioned, the Samsung Behold and the Moto Zine ZN5. And believe it or not, I'm kind of surprised to say this. So far, I have to say, if I was going to buy one or the other, I would pick up the Moto Zine. The T-Mobile, a couple things about it. The web browser is disappointing, only because they've been hyping it so much. But more importantly, the call quality has been terrible. And I might have just gotten a lemon because I've read a few other reviews and user comments saying they didn't have any problems at all. But for me, the call quality on that phone has been bad. And not just on my couch in the dead zone. I've tried it in other places. The Moto Zine, on the other hand, it's not a touchscreen. It's not quite as, you know, svelte and nice looking. But and I'm not a huge fan of the Moto UI. It's better than it used to be. It's still kind of weird. But it's got a 3.5mm headphone jack. And to my untrained eye, the photo quality is better. The Motorola with the Kodak optics and the Xenon flash bests the image quality of the Samsung. We're going to have Dr. Photo check these out for us. But, you know, to my untrained eye, the Moto's better quality. It's also got Wi-Fi. The web browser's not great, but it's okay. I wish you could install Opera Mini on these things, but it won't work. Maybe I can mess around with it, try to find a hack. But it looks like maybe T-Mobile has disabled being able to install that particular application. Or not install, rather, but allow internet access. It'll install on both phones, but then when I try to launch it, it can't get to the web. So anyway, but the Moto Zine, you know, it not quite as fun to use as the Behold, but I think it's more functional. Camera seems better. The T9 mode is actually pretty good. The predictive text works well, and when you go into messaging, it's a nice, big, clear display. I don't really like the menu system. The TouchWiz on the Behold is nice, but the other lower-level menus are kind of, I don't know. Anyway, rumors about, what is it, the T-Mobile Memoir. Rumors about the Memoir coming out sometime early next year, 8 megapixels. Check out, in addition to PhoneDog, check out T-Mo News. They have the scoop, it seems like, on the new upcoming T-Mobile phones. You might want to check them out. In addition to PhoneDog, which you always want to check, because you're a PhoneDog fan, and that's why you're listening to Noah's Bark, the PhoneDog.com podcast with me, Noah from PhoneDog.com. I'm going to take a break, refill my coffee cup, stare out the window at the lovely light in the waning afternoon hours here in Berkeley, California, Phone Dog West. We'll be back in a moment. Noah's Bark. You know, one of the things that we're working on the website, give you a little insight as to what's coming up. We're working on ways to not just to bring you the latest news on the newest phones and what's going on in the cell phone world and all that kind of stuff. We're also looking at better ways to help you get more out of the device you already have and just to entertain you with, you know, features, articles, videos, all kinds of stuff on cell phone culture, technology culture, you know. How can you... like I was saying before about web browsers, you know, being more useful than they used to be, or not needing to have a full-on smartphone to get stuff off the internet. How can you use Adriana, one of our editors, wrote an article recently on how you can use Google SMS to retrieve lots of web information. So if you don't have a web browser, you don't have a data plan, but you do have messaging, you can hit up Google SMS and find out what you need to know. other similar services like that, just ways that people are using their phones to do different things. Things about, like, I was on my rant about, you know, using your cell phone while you're driving. But other things, you know, are people using their cell phones more in movie theaters? Does it become okay to text, even to talk on the phone during a movie? You know, how's our culture changing because of all this stuff? Entertaining anecdotes, videos, tips and tricks, shopping advice, all kinds of stuff. We're working on some stuff for Phone Dog. I think you're going to enjoy it. And looking forward to bringing that to you soon. Oh, that's funny. Just talking about the Moto ZN5, and now it's telling me my SIM card is damaged. Interesting. Going to have to play with that. Here's the ZN5. Say hi. That's the ZN5. What else? Some stuff. The G1 back in the news. I told you about the flash capabilities of the G1. Also, apparently, there's an article over on Mobile Crunch talking about how the G1's hardware, the Synaptic touchscreen, actually supports multi-touch. Interesting. Apparently, the hardware supports multi-touch, but perhaps because of patents that Apple has, the G1 is not able to have multi-touch support. Makes me wonder when we're going to see more conductive touchscreen phones coming out. Instead of the resistive touchscreens, you know, that we've been used to, the iPhone and the G1 now have the conductive touchscreen, which, you know, basically it feels more like a piece of glass. It's not a little bit mushy. And instead of responding to pressure, it responds to conductivity, electric conduction, something coming out of your phone. I've never been entirely sure of the science behind that. But basically, they seem to work better. But I'm wondering when we're going to see more besides just the Apple and the HTC G1 there. Speaking of HTC, a couple HTC-related items. First off, rumors still flying around. I blogged about this the other day about what the next Android phone might possibly be. And I'm hearing a little bit more, rumors, but from a source with a pretty good track record about... I had talked a while ago about the HTC Touch HD possibly coming to T-Mobile USA as the next Android phone. And, you know, the basis of that story, I think, is still in play. It's not the Touch HD per se, but apparently there's a phone codenamed Sapphire that is in the queue as the next Android phone. It resembles the Touch HD. It's thin, has a big touchscreen, high-spec camera, but it has a trackball underneath the touchscreen, kind of like the G1 has a trackball. No QWERTY keyboard, so it's thinner. Touchscreen-based input, but also the trackball. And I'm hearing from this source that, you know, they've seen photos. It's a done deal. It's going to happen. The next Android phone from T-Mobile sometime first half of 2009, codenamed Sapphire, HTC. That's just what I'm hearing, just a rumor. I don't have anything solid on that, except, again, that my source has been pretty good in the past. Moving from rumor to things that are actually true, Sony Ericsson announced that the Xperia X1A, the version of the X1 Windows Mobile touchscreen, Windows Mobile smartphone, touchscreen-based, QWERTY keyboard, high-spec, high-fashion design superphone built in conjunction with HTC. They announced, finally, Sony Ericsson, that the X1A, the US-banded version, will be available on November 28th. For $800, $799 unlocked, direct from Sony. Apparently Best Buy is also going to have it. No word on if any carriers are going to be picking this up, or if perhaps Best Buy will be selling the phone at a discount if you buy service with AT&T through them. I guess you could also buy a T-Mobile service. The 3G won't work on T-Mobile. So far as I know, it's only going to be banded for AT&T. But $799 unlocked is a hefty price tag. For the U.S. market, who's used to carrier-subsidized phones, used to not paying more than, you know, $1.99, maybe $2.99, and certainly not used to buying the unlocked phones. Starting to see a little more, though, with Best Buy getting into the game, you know, other online retailers, Amazon, Let's Talk, and Let's Talk is branded. You can go through PhoneDog, actually. You can go through Walmart and other places to get Let's Talk. Starting to see more places offering these higher-end unlocked phones. Unbranded, unlocked, but if you buy them with a compatible service contract through AT&T or T-Mobile, because those are the GSM carriers in the U.S., starting to see these third-party retailers offering these phones at a subsidized discount if you get a service plan. So interesting. It'll be interesting to see if the Xperia X1 winds up going that route through Best Buy and what it would sell for at Best Buy. I think it's still going to be kind of a niche product. It makes me a little bit sad because I would love to see Sony Ericsson come out swinging with this one. I'd love to see it on T-Mobile or AT&T sold at a reasonable, you know, $299 subsidized. Most of all, I just want to see how it is, and I hope it's good. I hope the final version's good. I'm looking forward to checking it out because on paper, and when I got to play with it a little bit at the last round of trade shows in the spring, CTIA, definitely an impressive device, high-end, very classy-looking, hardware felt good, Windows Mobile with that panels interface on top. So looking forward to that. But $799, steep. Speaking of steep, speaking of high-end, speaking of unlocked, Nokia's purported smartphone roadmap for 2009 was leaked last week, and a lot of interesting stuff on it. I mentioned the E63, but in addition to that, a couple of touch-based phones, Series 60 touch phones, some of them with really high specs, some with QWERTY, some without QWERTY. Nokia's first horizontal sliding phone with a QWERTY keyboard, so a candy bar phone with a dialing pad on front, but then a slide-down QWERTY keyboard. The 6550 Series 60 flip phone is now on AT&T. Little Series 60 love back on AT&T. And it looks like this is a little bit thinner, a little bit more universally kind of appealing than the N75, which was kind of an ill-fated device on AT&T. Series 60 flip, but very thick, kind of, you know, didn't quite give Series 60 and Nokia the glitz that is needed, or at least was needed then. I think probably still needed in the American market. So looking forward to some more stuff from Nokia coming soon. Perhaps CES in January. Nokia always has a big display. I also heard recently that Nokia has committed $150 million to advertising N series next year. Crazy. I still have not seen the 5800, the Express Music 5800 touchscreen phone, the tube, as they call it, in person. But hopefully I'll get to check that out before too long. And another rumor kicking around, apparently there is a Sony Ericsson C905A, their new 8-megapixel CyberShot slider phone, the A standing for the North American version. Apparently there was a model of this phone kicking around with AT&T firmware on it. Now, this could mean that somebody just burned an AT&T ROM onto it to try to get some press, some internet press as they would for themselves. But it could mean that there's a C905 coming to AT&T, which would be pretty interesting. To see such a high-end, high-spec Sony Ericsson phone coming to AT&T would be pretty cool. We'll have to see. The K850i was supposed to come to AT&T, never made it. Last second, canceled out. So we'll have to see. Speaking of which, well, no, not speaking of which at all, but because the website I was just looking at had an ad on the top that reminded me of this. Have you seen that new AT&T ad for the Samsung Propel with Ozzy Osbourne? That is funny. Maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm a sucker for this. But it's Ozzy talking to different people, and they can't understand what he says because he's Ozzy, and he talks like, he's like, and people are like, what? And he's like, and then he pulls out his Propel, and he texts, and he texts to them what he's trying to say, and then they're like, oh, you want to be driven to the airport or whatever it is. That commercial is pretty funny. I like that one. I also like the new, it's not that new anymore, but the AT&T ad for rollover minutes. With the kids have like their little rollover minute chips, and the one saying that he, you know, how come my brother gets all the new ones? I have to use the old ones. And so the mom grabs them and mixes them up. That woman is the best actress on television. She's the same mom who did the other ad for the rollover minutes with the lactose intolerant with the milk, where she wags her finger at the people at her family, telling them to watch out. And she gives a look on this ad that's great. She is the best actress on TV, bar none. I'm not saying she's Dame Judi Dench, but she is just fantastic. All right, we're going to take a break for a second, come back, do a couple lightning round reviews. You are listening to Noah's Bark, the PhoneDog.com podcast with me, Noah from PhoneDog.com, episode number 11, November 18th, 2008. Stay tuned.
Light.
Yeah, let's get right into it before we go lightning round. A couple quick reviews here. Samsung Behold for T-Mobile. I'm giving this a thumbs down, unfortunately. My review model, the reception was terrible. The voice quality is terrible. The web browser is very disappointing. T-Mobile talking about full HTML. Nah, it's like WAP, maybe WAP Plus. So thumbs down, unfortunately, for me. If I just got a lemon and the reception isn't as bad, then a neutral. Moto Z Zen 5 for T-Mobile, I'm giving a thumbs up because it's, so far as my untrained eye can tell, the best camera phone currently available on a U.S. carrier. 5-megapixel Kodak optics, autofocus, works really well as a camera. As a phone, it's fine. Not the best, not the worst. It's got the Wi-Fi, the web browser's kind of eh. Messaging's pretty good, my faves. So there you go. HTC Fuse, thumbs up. Sprint Touch Pro, thumbs up. Great Windows mobile devices. VGA touchscreen, Windows Mobile 6.1 Pro, 3G Wi-Fi, great keyboards, excellent devices. Thumbs up for both of those. Samsung Epix, big thumbs up. I really like the Epix as a Windows Mobile touch phone or smartphone with the touchscreen and the optical mouse, works really well. 3G Wi-Fi for AT&T, thumbs up. BlackBerry Bold, big thumbs up. Really like the Bold. It crashed hard on me a couple times, the browser. Aside from that, though, battery life seems decent. The Epix, by the way, also much improved battery life over the Blackjack if you're a Blackjack user. But I'm not a big Windows Mobile fan, but I definitely like the Epix quite a bit. The Eternity, thumbs up on that one for sure. I never finished with the Bold, sorry. The Bold, I thought it was a great combination of 3G, obviously, full HTML web browser. The keyboard's comfortable. It's got the Wi-Fi. My one question would be the AT&T 3G network, just getting hammered with all the iPhones on it. Seems to be a little bit better than it was, at least out here in the San Francisco area. But, that's my question on the Bold. But the Bold, the BlackBerry email is just terrific and definitely worth checking out. Samsung Eternity for AT&T, also a thumbs up, maybe a big thumbs up. I have to play with it some more. But it's kind of like the next generation LG View, like I said. It's not an LG phone, but the full touchscreen, 3.5mm headphone jack. It's like the Behold, but it feels a little bit more solid, has a 3.5mm audio jack, has a better web browser, and it has the mobile TV. So I'm liking that phone a lot. Got to play with it some more. The Saga, Samsung Saga for Verizon, haven't taken it out of the box. Look for that soon on PhoneDog. Also just got the T-Mobile Gravity for Samsung by Samsung, kind of a low-end messaging phone. We did a video on that already, but just got my review model to play with. Looking forward to getting the BlackBerry Storm soon. Still have not gotten an AT&T Quickfire. I checked one out in the store. Seems fine. Seems kind of like a Sidekick. Has a touch screen, kind of, mid-range features, messaging features, that kind of stuff. It's kind of bulky, though. So, based just on size, I don't know. I mean, it's got the QWERTY keyboard. I really like the Slate. The Pantex Slate is a messaging phone. Fewer features, but it's very thin. The keyboard's very comfortable. No nonsense. Works well. The Quickfire, though, people are really excited about that one. So got to get one of those soon so I can give it the full rundown because lots of people are writing, wanting to know, what is up with the Quickfire? What do you think, Noah? Is it good? Is it bad? Should I get one? If I get one, will the girls love me? No. Get one because you want one. The girls will love you for who you are. The boys will love you for who you are. Not because of your phone. They'll love that you have a phone so you can call them up, whisper sweet nothings in their ear late at night when you should be doing your homework, or, late at night when you should be asleep because you got to get up and go to work tomorrow. But clothes don't make the man makes clothes. What else? I don't know. That's what I can tell you. I should get going because, I'm recording this on Monday night, so it can be up online Tuesday. But Tuesday, as you're listening to this, I'm probably at my super secret meeting, getting my super secret preview of the super secret phone that I don't know what it is, actually, that I'm going to be seeing. I have an idea. It's probably something that you've already heard of anyway, but be checking that out. And PhoneDog TV this Wednesday, 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific. That's 1 a.m. Thursday in Belgium. We will be doing lots of stuff. PhoneDog TV, I'm enjoying this. We're figuring it out as we go a little bit, but the response last week was great. Gadget Dog Daily, Monday through Friday at noon Pacific. People have been checking that out also. All the hardcore fans, Phone Geek, Muhammad, Justine the Queen, the rest of you. I can't think of your names right now. You know who you are. You guys are great. Thanks for supporting the PhoneDog TV and the Gadget Dog Daily. And what else can I tell you? You know, just stay tuned. That's what it is. The podcast, the videos, the website, the blogs, the reviews, all the action. PhoneDog.com will bring it to you. You don't have to buy a new phone. Just watch us play with them. Learn how to get the most out of what you got. And have fun. That's what it's all about. Till next time, be nice to strangers. Show the people you love them. And stand up for what you believe in. I'm Noah from PhoneDog.com. Thanks for listening to Noah's Bark. We will see you next time. Take care. And don't forget the PhoneDog forums are open. Come hang out with us.